This is a very special show today. I'm looking forward to this one so much. My guest today is launching a first of its kind for this area. It's a new kind of music talk podcast hybrid that's exclusively really for Gen Z, featuring music and so many interesting conversations. And it's entitled That Shh Right There. We can't say the name on the air without facing an FCC violation. It's very Gen Z. And it debuts on November 20th, so just right around the corner. What makes this moment even sweeter for me is that the person who's hosting this show is a WGTD alum, started in our WGTD sports program. So it's just so great to see them blossom into this new venture. So please welcome Sam Reeves to the program. Sam, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And like you said, I'm a WGTD alum. Started with you guys, I think it was 2016, yeah, right?
Yeah, 2016.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit, but I'm glad to be back.
Wow, 4 years ago. Man, time goes by really fast. So first, I just want to start with how you feel about what happened this past week as a student. You're 19 years old, and this was your first election. Are you recovered from that? Recovering, maybe?
Maybe like in recovery, because definitely during the election week, it was very stressful. And like I was working on election night, and I just remember like refreshing my phone every 5 minutes to be like, oh my God, what's happening now? But I got to celebrate over the weekend with some friends and kind of like let that stress go. So that was nice, just because like waiting on those results, like I barely slept. It was crazy.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like I went to class that Wednesday. So I was up all night till like 4 a.m, went to sleep for 2 hours. And I felt guilty because I'm thinking they might call it within those 2 hours on Wednesday morning. Lo and behold, I'd have to wait like 4 more days. But yeah. I went to class, and as you know, the audience knows I'm in my master's program at Harvard, and everything is now virtual. And so I went to class and I just told my professor, I got to turn my camera off. Like, I'm going to look like a drunken mess. And I wasn't drunk, but it's just like, I was so out of it. And then I had the goal to ask a question in that class. What was I thinking? I don't even, I think I'm going to apologize today in class, because I was like, they probably think, who is this guy? Like, is he okay? So yeah, I can totally relate to that. So you worked, you mentioned at the top, we both mentioned that you worked at WGTD. You're a star employee. Talk about that experience. Yes. Talk about that experience.
Well, you know, I was only, I was 15 when I joined WGTD. So I was really excited because like growing up as a kid, I always loved like radio and like media production, and I always thought like, hey, that'd be cool to do one day. But then I was like, I live in Kenosha, there's no way I could like get into that. But I found out through my high school, I went to Indian Trail, and I was a student of the Communications Academy, and my teacher was like, hey, the radio station WGTD is looking for like 2 interns, and you should apply. And I was like, okay. I was like, might not get it, because, you know, there were, like, older kids also applying, and I was like, they'll probably give it to the seniors, but I was like, why not try? But, like, I remember having, like, our first interview, and I kind of knew right away. I was just like, I was like, not to, like, boost my ego, but I was like, I think that went really well. I think I'm going to, like, get it, and, like, I did, and we started off with, like, sports live streaming. And I remember I started off with camera, and then like I moved on to doing audio work, and like I even did some editing and writing for WGTD when we did that Melvin Gordon.
Yeah,
that video. Yeah. So it's just kind of crazy because it's like, you know, Kenosha, while it is like one of the bigger places in Wisconsin, it's still just like, kind of feels like, it's like, oh, it's my hometown, I might not have opportunities here, but really it jump-started what I wanted to do with my life, you know?
Yeah, and that's what's so important and so great about the opportunity that we offer is that it does give people a pathway, or at least to see themselves on a pathway to doing things in the entertainment and media space. And so much has changed since we launched the program. But yeah, you were a part of our first class of interns. And for years before, we had done WGTD Sports Audio, which was basically a live audio stream. But when I came in, I said, we can do this on video, we can do it cheaply, and we can reach thousands of people online, but we're going to need some help. And so when you walked into the office and some of the other people that we had, I just knew, like, this is the perfect fit. And like you said, you moved around, you did audio, you did camera. We had some fun. You also did something that I want to mention here that I thought was really fun, is that there was a day when our play-by-play commentator, Bill Fritch, who was kind of on his wit's end because Bob Haggerty, who was his partner, was not there that night. Mm-hmm. And so you had to step into that role. Take us through what happened.
No, I remember that night because I think that was the night there was also the blackout, right? While we were filming. Yes. And I just remember being so nervous because I think it was you who was just like, Sam, can you step in? And I was like, I don't know anything about sports, but it was like, I can certainly like try, and like, you know, I was up for the challenge. And you know, I felt a little bit awkward at first because like Bill was just talking about like some of the sports moves, and I was just like, you know, I don't know exactly what you're saying, but hey, number 19 down on the field, I know him. He's an okay guy. But then like the blackout happened and like the live went down. So we ended up just like recording everything and putting it on the website. And I feel like it was a fun experience and I'd definitely do it again, but maybe just not sports.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of doing it again now, like with the show. I'm putting myself out there and talking about something I'm passionate about. So I feel like this time it'll be better. But yeah, I don't think I could be a sports commentator again.
Yeah, that was one hell of a night. I mean, that was something else. But it prepared you for what you're doing now. You're launching this brand new show right there. And talk about just how the concept came about. And I know this is something that you've wanted to do for a while now.
Yeah. So being like on radio was always a dream of mine as a kid, you know, because I grew up like listening to the radio in my parents' car. And I was always like, man, these people are so cool. How do they do it? So I was just like, maybe one day. And like when I started working at WGTD and like I was like the intern starting in 2016, I think it was 2017, like about a year later, where I kind of started talking to you about like how I had always wanted to do like my own music show, but I wasn't sure if that would ever be an opportunity because, you know, it was like radio is fun, but it's like people listen to like streaming more now. So we were just kind of like, well, maybe someday. We looked into the logistics back at the time, and I remember I did a promo, but it just didn't work out at the time. And I think I still have that old promo somewhere on my laptop. But I was just like, okay, you know, now's not the time. But it'll be okay. Like, I'll figure things out as I go on. And now it's like 3 years later, I'm a sophomore in college now. And, you know, you reached out and you're like, hey, remember how you wanted to do this? Well, it won't be like a radio show. It's more of like a talk show / podcast. And I was like, you know what? Like, that works because podcasts and stuff like are becoming part of like, they're the future. And you can like stream them on so many different apps like Spotify and like Apple Podcasts. So I was just like, you know what? I'm totally down. It's not originally like how I envisioned it, but you know, it's still pretty much what I've always wanted to do. So I'm really excited to be able to work on something like this, especially so early on, you know, like I didn't think I'd be doing this kind of stuff until maybe I graduated college, but you know, here I am, 19, already getting a jump start on that.
Yeah, which I think is so critical. And the fact is that you work so hard on the promo, and you know, everyone involved really did. And it was, it just didn't work out at that time. But now the technology has caught up to where you can make a really interesting and compelling show, I think. And I'm so looking forward to November 20th. Talk about the premise of the show. What can listeners expect?
It premieres November 20th, and it's going to be an every Friday kind of thing. You know, I felt like with, because it is targeted towards like Gen Z and the younger audiences, you know. So I felt like doing it on the weekends, or like going into the weekend, would be smart, because, you know, like we're all stressed out during the week from college and school and homework and work. So like the weekends and like Fridays are kind of our days to chill out. So it's like, I feel like it'd be smart to, you know, do it during that time. But mainly I'm going to pick like a theme every week, or kind of just like a vibe that I want to portray through music. I'm going to talk a little bit about the music, you know, talk about life in general, because I feel like you said, this is going to be a show where it's like the first of its kind in its area. You know, Kenosha doesn't really have a younger perspective on things, and I mean, like teens and like young adults can post on social media all they want, but like that can be ignored. But with a show like this, you know, we're going to have people tuning in, and it gives a little bit more of a platform to hear that younger experience. And I also want to have guests on the show. Like that's the goal each week, have people on, talk about music, talk about life, you know, just like how things are going for us and, you know, what we expect. I guess not expect from the world, but like things we would like to see and do, just, you know, kind of like a virtual hangout, if you will.
I absolutely love that. And you mentioned just there that fans can interact with the show and they can be on the show. Yeah. So that exists right now.
Yeah. So our social media pages are already up. We have an Instagram and a Twitter. Our handles are this RHFM. So I'm just going to repeat that, this RHFM. So if you look us up on Instagram or Twitter, like you can give us a follow and you can message me there. But I also put a card link in the bio where you can email me. You know, we can talk about like ideas, talk about maybe having people on the show. You know, I just really want to hear back from other people my age, because it's like I'm gonna have this platform and I want to represent us best as we can, because I feel like we're a really misunderstood generation, and being able to share like how we feel and like our perspectives on things, I think will be a little bit of a game changer.
I love that, that it's basically a virtual hangout space. And what's so unique about this is that it's done completely virtually and encapsulated, so you don't have to sit down at 9 o'clock on a Friday to listen to this. Like you can tune in at any time when it goes live on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, whenever you get a chance, it's going to be there. And I think that's what's so unique about this. In eras before, you had to, like when I was growing up and when I was young, maybe 10, 11, 12, there was a show on MTV called TRL, Total Request Live. And you'd have to come home at 3:30 and you'd vote for your favorite songs or whatever. And via your phone, you had to actually call a 1-800 number to vote for the songs, right? And all of that is gone with this. Like now people can interact with you, like you said, on your Twitter and Instagram, and can tell you what they want. They can say, I want to be on the show. I have something I want to say. And it's completely unfiltered. It's exactly how you guys see the world and what you want it to be. And I think that that's so cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's everything that we want to be. And, you know, like you said, it's unfiltered. I want people to speak their mind and
you know, just say what they want to say. And I'm really hoping that it, like, I'm really hoping that people enjoy it too. Cause like you said, you don't have to like sit down and be like, oh, it's Friday, I have to sit down at 4 o'clock to listen to the show. Like, no, it's going to be uploaded to pretty much anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you know, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. So it's like, you can listen to it anytime. And when it comes to, you know, like talking with me, I like, yes, I'm a college student, I have a schedule, but you know, like Gen Z's always have their phones on them. So it's like, if you shoot me a message, like on Instagram or like an email, like I can always get back pretty quickly. And like, we can talk about having you on the show. So you can, you know, speak a little bit about like what you're thinking and your ideas.
I want to talk about the music component, because I know that you are a huge fan of like underground music. And I said fan on the air. I literally just said fan. I'm keeping that in. That's hilarious. but you are a fan of like underground indie stuff. So talk about kind of how the musical selection, you said earlier that there will be a theme in each show, but how are you going about kind of deciphering the vibe that you're going to create each week?
So I feel like an important part of it is kind of feeling like, you know, what happened this week in the world and like what music would fit it. Like a little spoiler alert for the first episode, but as you know, Biden just won the presidency and it's like a lot of people are celebrating. So I was like, hey, we can do kind of like an upbeat kind of like power anthem theme for the first episode, you know, because we're all celebrating a win. Well, not everybody, but, you know, like we're celebrating something that happened. So I was like, you know what, let's keep that celebration going. You know, it's been like the election week was long. It was stressful. We all deserve to celebrate a little bit after that. So that's kind of how I chose my theme for the first episode. But really just paying attention to like what's going on in the world, what's important. And like, I kind of have some ideas already in my head that I've been writing out that I want to do. But if I feel like something comes up that's more crucial, then it's like, obviously I'm going to do the more crucial thing. But I've been listening to music my whole life. And it's like on Spotify, I have thousands of songs saved to my library. So I don't really have a shortage of like what to pick. But you know, I also, but it's like, I also want to talk to people who listen in, and like, I've played around with the idea of being like putting polls on social media and being like, hey, this is the vibe or this is the theme for this week. Who do you think fits that? Because not only, are we going to have the show, but every show, like the music from the episode, is going to be put into a playlist on our Spotify account, which you can also find through the card link in our bio. And so like, I can add extra songs that people suggest for the week to that playlist as well, so that other people can discover new music and kind of have fun with it.
That is so awesome. And that's, again, what's so revolutionary about this concept, which is what, like, back in my day, you know, we had to like tune in every single day and try to remember where things were, where the videos were on the countdown list. But like, no, as soon as the show goes off, you know, or is archived or whatever, there's going to be a playlist. So if there's a certain song you like, you can go back and listen instantly. It's just amazing how far we've come on that. We've talked a little bit about Gen Z, right? And mm-hmm. how you guys consume media. What are some of your earliest memories in music? And tie that to kind of how it's evolved and how you've listened to it. I mean, you probably came in, started listening on CDs, and now have, you know, moved on. So talk about kind of how this show fits, and we have a little bit, into that landscape and the trajectory of content.
Yeah. I grew up listening to music with my dad mainly. Like, I remember being a kid and just, like, hanging out with him while he did work in, like, the garage, and he would throw on, like, Pearl Jam or Nirvana, and that's kind of, like, how my love for music started. And, like, he would have his CDs and stuff, and I remember, I think I was 7 or 8 years old, and my dad got me a portable CD player of my own, and, like, these really old, like, headphones, you know. And I remember I was so excited because I was just like, wow, I can take music with me everywhere. I'm like, this is amazing. Like, who thought you could ever do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh, you have to have a CD player. And it's like, I don't want to carry around like a whole boombox or something. But like now I have like this mini like CD player I could just clip onto like my belt. And I remember he made me a mixtape, like of my very first mixtape, like when I was like 7, and it had like Snow Patrol, The Fray, The Caveman's Call, Coldplay, Pearl Jam, like all those different kinds of bands. And I remember listening to that CD religiously. And then my dad also had like cassette tapes too that he would play sometimes. So it's like kind of grew up with like music being old school, but then I remember as I was coming into like my teen years and I got like my first cell phone, I think at the age of 13, and I figured out like Spotify and like YouTube were a thing, and it was just like, oh my god, this opens the door, man. Like now I had like unlimited access, and it's just like I would listen to music all the time. Like if I wasn't busy, like I had my headphones in and I was listening to music, just constantly consuming, because it was something that was very important to me in my childhood. So I wanted to just, you know, surround myself with it the whole time. And I feel like a lot of people my age can relate to that, you know, like especially like kids who are around like 19 to like 21. We grew up like with technology, so it's kind of weird because, you know, we watched it like it changed and evolved with us. Because like I remember, you know, like having a computer room in my house, like, and it was like this old giant desktop, and you know, you could only use it if like somebody else wasn't like using anything for internet or like calling on the phone. And it's like, so we kind of got to grow up with these things. So I feel like it's a unique perspective because younger kids these days, like they grew up, and like my younger brother got his first iPod at like the age of 5. It's like, I could never imagine that.
Yeah. I remember my first cell phone, and not to, gosh, I'm really dating myself on this show, but I was like a candy bar Nokia phone from Track Phone, which is like a prepaid phone carrier. And it was capped on like 500 minutes a month, and you were charged per text message. And I was 13 or 14. I was like, I have a cell phone. And so I'm probably one of the last generations. I am the last generation who grew up without social media. There was no social media really until I got into high school. I mean, it's just amazing. So I want to go back to the music. Who's an artist that you want to feature on the show that you think is underrated, and why, and who do you want to amplify on the show?
Oh, an underrated artist. That's a good question, because I mean, underrated, saying that is kind of, it's pretty subjective at times, but like an artist I love a lot, they're called Peace, and they're like an indie rock band, and like I don't know a lot of people who listen to them, but then like I also will play some more popular people, like the band Wallows was a pretty good band, and they've gotten a lot more popular recently. I used to think they were pretty underrated, and then boom, like TikTok came about, and like people are now listening to them all the time.
I do have to jump in here, because there is one, I know this for sure, because you are always ahead of the curve. And I remember you put a playlist together and we were listening to it. And there was this young, probably 15-year-old girl at this time who I thought, okay, well, this is kind of, you know, cute. 3 years later, she sweeps the Grammy Awards and wins like every award.
Billie Eilish. I remember being in your car and I was like, dude, because like we had just finished a live stream and I was like, Troy, man, you got to check out this song that just came out, and it was Ocean Eyes. I was like, you don't understand. I was like, this girl is going to blow up. I already like know it. And you were like, nah, the song's like, okay, but it's not going to blow up. And literally 3 years later, she's selling out world tours and she just sweeped the Grammys. And I was like, man, I called that.
Yes. And yes.
Like the same happened when Dua Lipa started releasing music, because I started listening to her before her first album even dropped, when she was just dropping like random singles. And I think I showed you the song Last Dance, and I was just like, Troy, I promise you, she's going to become something. She is. And she.
This is how right you were. At the end of my Spotify year maybe 2-3 years ago, she was one of my top artists, which that has usually been reserved for Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande. But I love that first record and the second record, Future Nostalgia. I love both of, both of those records. But you've been so right on so many of these things.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm a media studies major and I'm also a marketing major. So it's kind of just like something I've always kind of looked at in my life, just like what's next. And, you know, like right now, if you listen to a lot of new music that's coming out, there's a huge like 80s/disco theme going out. Like you have like Dynamite by BTS, which is like kind of like an upbeat poppy song, but still has some retro vibes to it. So it's just kind of like, you know, it's cool to see how music goes in circles almost, because like we're going back to that nostalgic pop vibe. But I don't know, like, if I have any like predictions right now for people who are going to blow up, because
they're going to have to tune in to the show.
Yeah, they're just gonna have to tune in to find out. I can't spoil everything here. You're gonna have to tune into my show.
That's great. I want to talk about how you want musicians also to be a part of this show and to kind of be a platform to showcase their work. And like you said, you don't want to just feature popular artists, but people who are really on the come up. So talk about how you're going about looking for musicians in your generation that want to show their wares, show their goods on your show.
Yeah, so I've already kind of put some feelers out. I've been talking to some people around Chicago who I know have been making music, and I've even talked to a group who just released their first song recently in Minnesota. So it's like I want people who are up and coming to be featured, because, you know, it's like this is kind of like my debut into the world, and I want to share that. Like, I'm going to be opening up, sharing my personality. And it's like, it can be hard for younger artists, like in Gen Z, to kind of like spread that. Cause like, yes, we have social media and we have the internet, but still with everything being so fragmented, it can be hard to get traction online. So I want to be able to share this platform with them. And again, if you're like a young musician who is listening, contact me on social media and we can talk about playing your stuff or talking to you on the show about like what music means to you, because I feel like every musician has a different reason why they got into creating and stuff. And it's a beautiful thing to, you know, have that inspiration to create like music and put it out into the world. Like, no matter what genre, you're sharing a piece of yourself and your personality in a different format. So I just want to be able to talk about that and like what that means for different people to share who you are.
Couldn't have been said any better. Thank you so much for being here. Sam, before we head out, give them the social media again so that people can connect.
Yeah, of course. So we have a Instagram and Twitter account. Our handle is this RHFM. We can't say the whole thing on this show, but I'm pretty sure y'all can pick it up. So again, that's this
RHFM. And you can message me on Instagram or Twitter. And then we have our card link in the bio where you can give me a call, email us, or the link to our Spotify is there. So you can go ahead and follow that too. So